Yo, are you sick and tired of sitting around on the couch or the bar stool and missing out on the live action? Well, look no further. We got you covered with the help of the official ticketing partner of the Tank Talk podcast, SeatGeek. SeatGeek lets you know what seats are absolute crop and what seats are the best in the house with their unique deal score feature, as well as offering the best ticketing prices in the market. Use promo code TANKTALKPOD, all caps, no spaces, at checkout and get $20 off your first purchase. Download SeatGeek on any iOS or Android devices and go out there and experience the live action of any big game today.
Go Raptors! Yeah!
The following podcast is recorded and produced by Emerge, a media creators co-op, in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com.
What's up, dude, and welcome back to the Tank Talk podcast. This is Tank Lettieri speaking to a microphone here out of Emerge Media Creators Co-op. And ladies and gentlemen, the boys are back in town. From Arizona. Yes, sir. Yeah, I would say we made it back in one piece, but I don't know if that's 100% accurate. So
yeah,
this show is going to go either one or two ways. It's probably going to be the best of all time, or it's going to be the worst of all time. It ain't going to be nothing in between. So buckle up, ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy the ride. Make sure you follow us at TankTalk_pod on all of our social media platforms. You can literally hear it in my voice, dude. I'm cooked.
Somebody get this guy a vodka water.
Something. Maybe not.
No. Maybe two.
Double vodka water.
Yes.
For $50.
Subscribe to us here at Tank Talk Podcast YouTube channel. Stay up to date everything we got going on Tank Talk Pod.com. And ladies and gentlemen, today marks 9 days away to the NFL draft and 142 days until NFL football.
Let's go.
Terrible number.
It literally just occurred to me, nice, since we were kind of unplugged during this weekend.
Yeah, basically.
That whole we time. Are literally basically a week away from the draft.
I thought it was yesterday.
WNBA draft.
Oh, that's what you were telling me about.
Yeah. Paige Buckets.
Nah.
Haley Van Lith, baby. Mm.
He gets it. How's she fall?
He gets it.
Mm. Okay. No.
Yeah. But that's that WNBA draft happened.
On the pod.
We're going to be talking about both Colorado Boulders legends, allegedly now.
What?
Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, both their jersey numbers getting retired.
Generational. What the hell?
We're doing a live Buffalo Bills mock draft because it's 1 week away.
Believe.
Go Bills.
We had a friend of the show call us up, like, hey, I ain't going to be starting my show for like another month, so I got to get this draft expertise out today. So we're going to be doing that.
Hell yeah.
A little bit here soon. We got the finals for the best NFL fan base bracket challenge, Buffalo Bills and Pittsburgh Steelers. And we got Steelers. Nico Iamalava. He's transferring out of Tennessee. Show me the money. Just pay me my money. That's what he's saying.
Give me my money.
And it's WrestleMania week. NBA playoffs are set. We got a lot cooking on, so let's quit being around the bush, or in this case, the cactus.
Yeah.
And cut that bitch down to my left. I'm joined by the one and only.
He's 360 with it.
Hey, yo.
Brother Brandon, what's up, man?
Hey.
How was Arizona? Did you enjoy it?
It was amazing. I don't have enough good words to say about Arizona.
I'm having deja vu right now. I don't know what it is.
You're having deja vu?
Yeah.
Well, we only been to Arizona once, so.
Feels like we talked about this.
Well, yeah. Go back, I was there with you.
Would go back.
No. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Good to see you made it back in one piece. What was your favorite part?
That flight was a little bumpy.
Bruh.
Oh, on the way back.
I don't know if I have one favorite part. Whole trip was great.
Okay. That's a fair answer. Because you ain't lying.
Yeah. I know. I was there.
And to his left.
Yeah.
We got hating as Donnie.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing to hate on for Arizona, though. That was cool. It was nice. Mad hot.
What? You got nothing to hate on?
Nah, I couldn't.
That
I'm trying to think of something, too. I'm trying to think of something
Everybody
that was trash.
Just witnessed history. Right here.
Arizona or Florida?
Florida.
Still?
It's too green. I like the green stuff. What? Alligators, water, beaches, seafood.
Alligators or snakes?
What?
Why do you got to pick one?
I don't want neither of them.
It's per state. What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to make them the... From the other side.
Your brother's going to be like, let me get some snakes?
Yeah.
I don't want to die.
I'm not going to lie to you. Florida was my number one traveling state. I think it's Arizona now, bro. Because it's something like when we first pulled up, go get coffee. Shout out Dutch Bros. Great coffee.
Oh, let me say this, though. It is now added to a spot that I'm down to hit.
So it's number two.
Yeah. It's on there for sure. Like, I've been to Texas, and I'm taking Arizona.
Never been to Texas.
Some other spots. All East Coast stuff, basically. But Arizona's fire.
It's great.
Just pull up. There's just actual cactuses out here. It's actually a desert, like they said.
And you ate some.
They wasn't even lying. Yeah. Ate a little cactus off the top. Looked like it was growing some kind of apple or something. So I tried it.
It was like yay big, yellow. You know.
Did it taste like Siri, can I eat the yellow thing off the cactus? I said, maybe. Don't eat too much. So I just took a couple bites.
Yeah, so it might be poisonous, but don't have too much.
Okay. I don't think it was ripe enough. So I might have to hit it back in a month or two and go try some more cactus.
They had lemon trees over there.
They invaded somehow. Us, wherever those were.
I wish I had one.
I don't know how trees could even grow out there, except for the palm trees.
And now that I think about
Everything was just red.
You just water them?
Are they fake?
Just go out there?
No, they're not fake. I know you didn't introduce me yet, but.
Well, we got Arizona expert, Josh Ben Clark. What's up, man?
Man, I'm chilling.
And if you guys are putting two and two together, yeah, he's the friend that called us up about the Bills mock draft.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was him.
I thought you said it was expert.
Oh! Damn. That's How you crazy. Been, dude?
I've been good, man. You know, just working.
You miss Arizona?
Dude, I miss it so much.
We were talking to each other. Like, how did this motherfucker leave here?
Yeah.
Especially if you were there for 4 years. Like, you got a good feel of everything. Yeah, you know, a lot of people there. You know what I'm saying?
Dumb as hell, man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I went to school at Brockport. You better leave.
You left Brockport, man?
Everybody did. If you didn't leave,
you're more
Brockport.
Dumb than I. You didn't set your roots down at Brockport?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know. The garbage plates didn't hit hard enough.
Garbage plates are garbage.
They are.
What's in the name?
Mediocre.
They suck.
The little sauce on it is good. Everything.
Why are we talking about Rochester? Right,
I'm sorry.
What
anyway,
the hell?
Yes,
what the hell?
The trees are real, man. I had a pomegranate tree in my backyard. My boy Keith came to visit me one time. We all got fucked up. Dom Sirianni was out there too. We just all woke up and just started eating pomegranates in the middle of the night.
Pomegranate tree?
Had a pomegranate tree.
That is fire.
Yeah, my first apartment had an orange tree down right in front of the house.
Does it go back over to Florida? On your list?
I didn't see any pomegranate trees. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I never saw another pomegranate tree ever again in my life, even outside of Arizona. There was just one in my backyard. I don't know why.
Someone just accidentally was eating pomegranates, dropped a couple seeds on the ground. Because you know there's a shit ton of seeds in those things. Next thing you know, farm.
Well, speaking of Florida, Anthony's down there in Florida playing some baseball.
Yeah.
He said, I checked in on him. I said, how's it going? Dominating. I said, okay, cool. Today he said he was one home run away from the cycle. He said, that's the type of time they on.
Okay.
So he should be back next week. We'll get a full Florida coverage from him, but today's all Arizona. I'm the ones and twos. We got Aiden. What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
How you been? How's your weekend?
My weekend, it was great. Staying in Niagara Falls. Yeah, I do know.
Yo, he got that on points. It's great. Because I was like, it ain't hitting. And then at the end, yeah, it is still hit again.
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't you like leaving the falls?
Just how it is. I got everything I need over here.
Like what?
Okay.
I said everything I need.
I got that lead-based water.
I got that water. Got that water. Now, Arizona was great, man. So, it's like, just to break it down for you. Break it down. Thursday, we flew in. Like I was saying earlier, we went to Dutch Bros. Before we checked in the hotel, I was still out there with my hoodie on, and I was a little confused. I'm like, why aren't I, like, drenched in sweat right now? I looked at my phone and said 100 degrees. I'm like, this is awesome. Dry heat is the goat.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be down bad landing there in a hoodie and sweatpants. I was like, this is going to be tough when I first get there, but... It is snowing here, so I do have to wear something to the airport.
Yeah. And then we went outside, we're like, okay.
I was like, this ain't bad. Yeah, this'll do.
No, this is great. And then Friday, we had a pool day. I'm not going to lie to you, the night before, though, like, I could not sleep.
No.
The night before.
Dutch Bros, were they like on crack when you get there? They're like all happy as fuck and they're just like super energized?
Nah.
No?
Nah, they were like bougie.
Oh, man. Every time I would go to Dutch Bros, these motherfuckers, because it's open until like 11 p.m.
It's like a Chick-fil-A vibe.
I would go there and they'd be like, hey, guys, how you doing? What are we getting for coffee today? Like, it was like, I thought they just were giving.
They were
like,
drinking the coffee.
They were like blending Adderall in with their coffee.
You might have went to the crackhead section.
Well, that was a college. It was right in front of the college, man. I don't know.
I will say, though, they were good employees. They were good. They were in a good mood.
What'd you get?
A goddamn cold brew with protein milk.
Oh, you got to get them the blended ones, man. You fucked up.
I got an energy drink boba.
That is true.
Donnie is
what you get.
Donnie is a different breed, man. Boba and an energy drink is crazy.
Mix them together. Yeah.
All right. But they were like, we were asking, like, okay, like, you got any recommendations for, like, a Mexican restaurant? And she was like, well, there's this one. It's not too fancy. I mean, their food is good. We're like, we don't give a fuck. You don't know where we from. It don't got to be fancy.
Yeah.
Good Mexican food we're in. And she even gave me, like, it's fancy, but I mean, or it's not fancy, but it's all right. I'm like, if it's good, it's good.
Didn't take a recommendation, though.
No, we didn't.
yeah.
It wasn't a strong enough sell, so, yeah, no.
We ate at the Blue Coyote Cafe at the Talking Stick Resort. Talking Stick Resort was great. The casino was a given casino the first night. Didn't win nothing else.
We was all up. Life was good. We were like, we're going to do this every day.
Yeah. Everything was on black. Everything was on black the first night. The rest of the time was on red, other than when we put it on red.
Yep. Well, everything was on black still for us, but it was the ball was on red.
Yeah. Well, at one point for you, it was on green.
Yeah, that put me into retirement.
Wait, you put it on green?
I put it on one of the colors, and the green was the next option. It was Christmas over there.
You couldn't even see green on the board.
Nah. Nope.
You knew green was on the board?
Nah.
Roulette.
Yeah. I've only played roulette a couple times.
There's two green ones.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like a 36 time, right? Like the payout's nuts.
Yeah, it's probably crazy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Nobody's ripping green.
No, I didn't see anybody put it on green one time. I didn't know.
Nah, that time everyone lost.
Nah, the big ballers are out there putting on green. That's like if you hit a big, like a, you put it on black, you put like a couple hundred on black and you hit and you're like, I'm going to take 20 and I'm going to put it on green.
There was this old guy.
Oh.
He basically just put it on everything.
But the thing is.
Every number.
Because I felt bad. I lost. But after seeing what he handed the woman the money, and it didn't look like it was that much at first. But she just kept putting it on the tables, kept putting
it down,
100 after 100 after 100 after 100. I'm like, when is she gonna stop? And then she stopped. 4K.
My man lost 6 bands in under 5 minutes.
And he goes,
he's probably a billionaire, man.
And he said, oh man.
And then he walked off. Yeah. Like nothing happened.
Oh, man.
He's sitting there while he's losing $4,000, like being like, oh, so you could do this, explaining us how to play.
He was explaining like the tricks and everything. I was like, good thing.
The money in Scottsdale is different, man. The money, like, Scottsdale is kind of like, it's like a step below like LA and shit, but there's money out there, man. Like, all the athletes live out there. There's some crazy money. I don't know if you guys went up. There's like a mountain up there with the houses built into the mountain.
Oh, we've seen it. We tried to go up there. Yeah. We couldn't find a way up.
Them houses are so fire.
I told you the rich fucks lived up there.
Yeah.
How you going to live in a mountain and be broke?
I was telling you, I see why Bradley Beal's not waving a no trade contract. You're not getting me out of here, bro. I'm going to be
Income taxes are like nothing.
KD.
The highest income tax is like 5%.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
KD is tripping.
KD is always tripping, man. I could talk for an hour about that. He's the lamest basketball player that has ever lived, bro.
I was on that until he was standing up for Drake, so I'm with him.
That shit checks out. Two lame-ass motherfuckers. They should go on Aiden Ross fucking podcast and go and sit there and talk to a 22-year-old kid with their 40-year-old self-asses. Lame-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if he felt this way, but all right, let's get back to being positive. Arizona was great, man. I mean, we were in self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Shout out to Waymo.
Waymo
was awesome.
Waymo. It drives itself. It was awesome. The Jaguar, I mean, you hopped in. Because originally we didn't know it was a thing.
I gotta look this thing up.
Because we were standing there. I don't know. We were about to call an Uber. We're standing outside. And we seen this white Jaguar pull up.
All these cameras.
I'm like, what the fuck is... I knew it was some type of GPS type of deal, because you ever seen the Google and Apple cars?
Yeah, have the camera on top.
This is a Google car, apparently. Apparently, it's owned by Google.
Oh, well, that makes more sense. Of course it is. But I thought it was one of those things, all right, they're setting the GPS up, whatever.
Then it drove off.
But then I seen people in the car, because normally, someone obviously is driving a car at all times.
Duh.
When it's moving.
Yeah.
Nobody's in the driver's seat. I was like, is that shit driving itself? So Donnie looked it up. He's like, what's it called? Waymo?
Waymo.
Downloaded it. What, $13? Heading to the hot zone at Old Town Scottsdale Gilligan's Bar.
Yeah.
Which the girls invited us to, gave the bouncer IDs, and they're like, all right, we're off to the next one. I'm like, thanks for checking my ID. They didn't even go into place yet.
It was practice for the other one.
Yeah. So then, anyway, we get in there. Crazy shit happened. Like, that changed my life. We need Waymo up in the East Coast.
We do need some Waymos. I don't know how they're going to cook in the snow, though.
You live there. You said, was there Waymo back then?
No, there wasn't Waymo, but they were like, what is it called, beta testing?
Yeah.
Beta testing in cars is crazy.
Yeah, they were testing. It was the Uber non-drive, or the Uber, like, whatever the fuck you want to call them.
Driverless
cars. And, they had, like, the rotating cameras on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so there's this bend. I forget what the road's called, but there's this bend right outside of Tempe where there's some mountains out there. There's, like, hole in the rock. We used to go drink there and shit. But there's, like, no lights out there. It's, like, a little bit enough out of Tempe.
That's where we were at, hole in the rock.
You guys went to hole in the rock?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That's what we were
like in. You go up a mountain, it's literally, like, a hole in the
rock. Hole in the rock, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we were.
Yeah, so you know, when you're out there, there's not a ton of street lights.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And there was this homeless lady, like, pushing a cart. And as it came around the bend, she, like, walked in front of it. So the car, if a human was driving the car, they would have never been able to stop in time. But because it was a driverless car, it was, like, a huge controversy, and they, like, stopped doing it for years. So I'm surprised they're doing it now. But
damn, that lady fucked it up for the rest of us.
Yeah. Like the way that it happened, the car stopped way faster than a human would have stopped. Like, if I was driving the car, she would be dead, too. Like, you know what I mean?
But the best part about it...
R.I.P., I'm sorry, but, like, yeah.
No, you're not.
I am. No, I'm not. People die every day, B.
Damn.
But, like, the best part was that, like, after we got used to it, like, the adrenaline was pumping because we never seen nothing like it.
Yeah, and
after
just ripping the wheel sideways.
It became normal after a little bit. And so, like, people, like, at stop signs, people were, like, looking... Like, what the fuck? Nobody's driving the car.
We're just there in the window.
Ah, I'm a swerve in the corner.
Yes.
Well, you tried
the wheel. Like, why is there even a wheel? Why is there even a steering
wheel?
It got
to steer.
Yeah, but you could just, you don't need a steering wheel. You could just have the little mechanism in the car.
Yo, they're getting there, man.
But they don't need it.
They might be better off to not have a wheel. Because I was tempted to touch it.
Well, you tried to go in the front seat.
Try to go in the front seat.
Nah.
And they said no.
Fucking shot you back. Started spraying water
in
your
face.
Well,
see, the thing was, I thought it was going to be like Squid Game, because at the top where the mirror's at, the rear view mirror, there's like a little camera. I thought if you make one slight weird move, red light, green light,
eliminated.
They're going to shoot you down. I thought it was one of those.
There's a camera inside the car.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't
like that.
I don't blame them, man. They got no one driving the car. Someone's going to fuck it up.
Yep.
Yeah, if I worked for them, that would be like, you're just chilling. Instead of watching TikTok or shit on your phone, you just
watch the Waymo
cameras. Watch random Waymo cameras. There's people like, never mind.
No.
Wait, what?
No. Don't say
I don't know. You know people get drunk and do some weird shit in cars. You know,
they're sucking off in the Waymo?
Yeah, just in the back of the Waymo, you know?
I was trying to get on
Hey, Waymo, close your eyes.
Hey, Waymo.
Waymo Hub over here.
That's going to be the next thing, bro. That's going to be the fake cabs. It's going to be the fake Waymos.
John, do they be sucking off in the desert at all?
Dude, it's ASU, man. What do you mean?
Well, no, here's the thing. Because we were driving. I forgot. We stopped at the store.
They need fluids.
We stopped
it's
at the
dry
store.
Dry out there.
So we're coming back to the resort. Broad daylight. There's like, obviously it has the do not enter sign. It's just all desert. I don't know what the fuck is out there. So I already knew something sketchy was going on.
I don't even know if
there.
It's sand. What is that, clay? Something.
Dirt.
I don't know. Where are you guys talking about?
Across the street from our resort. Like, the street to go in. It was just nothing. So, there's like, they got the sign up. The gate was open. It's a working truck about to turn. And there was just this beat up blue truck behind it. This lady, all her hair was all fucked up and shit.
There's some crazy people out there, man.
You're sucking off in the desert. That's what we're saying.
Probably, dude.
So we're talking about, like, the craziest story ever. It's like, So what if you're the dude, you go to the blue truck, you're getting sucked off in the desert, but then a rattlesnake or something bites your meat. Then you die.
I feel like you can see the rattlesnake coming towards your meat. I don't think that's just something that randomly
happens.
Well, if
you're getting sucked off in the desert, you're not paying attention. You're just chilling.
And if it lands, they're not doing a very good job.
Dude, I used to hike all the time. I never saw one rattlesnake.
We didn't see no snakes.
Oh, I thought he was about to say, I never got sucked off in the desert.
No, never in the desert. I mean,
that's why you never seen a snake.
If you count Phoenix as a desert. But
yeah, no, we're like, did he just get sucked off in the desert, bro?
And then she was there the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing died 4 hours.
She waits for people to come out of the...
But I'm saying, imagine, so you trying to, someone trying to explain that story to your mom or something. Like, yeah, we found Josh in the desert. Fucking, wait, what? What happened to my son? Well, he's getting sucked off in the desert and snake bit his meat.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky.
You got to write that in your obituary, man.
You better fucking put that shit in my obituary. That's cool as fuck. There's a way to go
up. It was crazy, man. Yeah, but Arizona, we went to the Diamondbacks game, too. Probably the greatest baseball game I ever went to. And I think Donnie picked up a new favorite team.
And they got the squad. Yeah. And they got fresh stuff.
You see their cream-colored jerseys?
I saw all their jerseys. They're all fresh.
The cream-colored jerseys are so fire. It just says backs on them and like a snake. You ever seen
them? Oh, yeah.
All their jerseys are so fire.
I was telling them, we're in the fan shop or whatever. And I'm like, baseball jerseys are clean.
Baseball jerseys are the best jerseys in sports.
But I didn't really...
Hockey jerseys are pretty cool. But baseball jerseys are fire.
Hockey jerseys
not basketball.
Nah, especially
not anymore.
Back in the day, mate, Fanatics ruined every sports jerseys.
Oh, I'm not saying current. I'm just saying in general. Okay, so I'm only saying they're clean because they had Randy Johnson jerseys everywhere, and I was like, that's kind of fire, like Vince Carter type fire. Yeah. Like the Randy Johnson old school looking thing is like Vince Carter type old school.
It's like you think of Diamondbacks.
The old Rockies jerseys? The old Rockies jerseys are fire. They look clean.
Yeah. They had me just ripping random baseball players.
I think Diamondbacks got to have the number one.
You talking about the old one or the
all of them, the different varieties.
Yeah, Mariners, I don't really like their new ones.
Mariners up there.
I don't like the new color scheme.
Oh
no,
it's fire.
The black jerseys are clean.
The black ones are cool. The alternative ones are cool.
So they were 7-7 going into the game. So it was like a fresh slate. So I was saying okay, this is basically the start of their season since we're coming.
Yep.
And I'm not going to lie to you.
First 2 weeks didn't matter.
No.
Nah.
It was a snooze fest up until the ninth inning. They were down 0-4, Jackson Chourio. I was looking away. All you hear is, oh. And then ninth inning comes around. They got two outs. I'm like, all right, my parlay, the money line, and the over 7.5 runs ain't going to hit. But let's just stay. We ain't got nowhere to be. All of a sudden, their closer walks two guys. They fucking shut the lights off, Jack. They play a video package, like little snake eyes popping up, red flashing lights. We knew it was over. The place was getting hyped. You would have thought we were at a fucking NFL game. Chirping from the 300 level. There's two Brewers fans by us going crazy the whole game. Now, all of a sudden, they look quiet. Donnie was even trashing the Diamondbacks. He was calling out Corbin Carroll for every time. So, the dude threw pitch. It was a strike. It was, hooah! just reenact it. Here's the first pitch.
You got to see Corbin Carroll too, man.
Right one. I was like, don't let this guy strike out because I'm going to go crazy. The game was so boring up to this point that I was just like, let's just fire up something. So I'm just hating on the D-backs.
Yeah, I was about to say he had to start hating.
And then he goes like this.
Strike two.
You need to ump some kids' games, man.
You're out of here.
He was hating. But that, I mean,
the D-backs fans, the D-backs players striking out.
Yeah, the D-backs fans weren't feeling it, honestly.
I posted a video on TikTok.
I thought it was a Brewers player.
you can sign the dude. You can see the dude behind him. He was sick.
They were down 4-0 in like the seventh. All I had to do was punch out people. I was doing nothing but eating glizzies and punching people out.
You guys get some beers there?
Nah.
No.
I want to know what the prices are like now.
Oh, I didn't want to see that. I had a year old, though. That's pretty good.
They got like the good beers there, man. They got like a whole...
Yeah, I'm sure. For $40.
Nah, that's probably... When I was out there, it was cheaper. It was cheaper for Arizona than it was for Bills games. But Pegula be charging. Like, Pegula's like top 5 or something in all the NFL. It's like most expensive place to take a family.
Yeah,
to
he know we gonna
game.
Pay.
That's smart.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's as expensive at a dime.
I'd do the same thing. Not. You want to eat? Or you want to starve?
They're having the Breezy Bowl there. Breezy Bowl 20.
Yeah.
What the fuck's a Breezy?
Chris Brown got a Super Bowl.
Contact sport
for the 20th year.
And he got Russ performing a halftime show.
Bryson Tiller.
Oh, Bryson Tiller, I meant.
It's a Breezy Bowl, bro. The 20th time.
He almost got as many as the real Super Bowl.
We should move on.
You don't like the March Madness flip?
Huh?
You don't like the March Madness flip?
I don't get it. What do you mean?
All right, what the hell are you?
What the hell are you on to?
What's the March Madness flip?
What the hell are you, Brown?
What the hell are you, Chris Brown?
What the hell are
you, I'm so confused, man.
What the hell are you, Duke?
I'm confused.
Nah, but that was the most electric game I've ever been to. Even my boy J-Mac walked up to the Kurt Angle song. Had a batting average of like 0.67.
Yeah.
Wins them boys the game, man. How you doing? Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Diamondbacks haven't lost since we've been there.
Up again right now.
They're undefeated.
Yeah.
Technically.
They beat Yankees 2-1 this year. Friends talking mad
shit. I understand.
I get it. Talk and Stick Resort was cool. We rented the cabana at the pool.
I mean,
it was, service was questionable, but it was great.
But it was nice and hot and sunny.
Oh, yeah.
The water was warm. That's all that mattered.
Got a little tan going and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
I don't think any of you guys really came back with a tan.
Excuse me?
I lived there for 4 years and didn't get a tan, though, so I'm not really talking shit. You got a little red on the top of your head.
Bro, did you see me before I went there? It was worse than this. I'm white.
I mean, the head doesn't count. Head always gets burnt, you know? But the rest of you...
Unless you're going to the desert.
I did this last time, too. Top is elite.
You're betting 2-for-2. You got a better batting average than J-Mac. But I fucking loved it there. We went to Topgolf. We're fucking hitting the net every time.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't no nets, man. You guys are long.
Oh, what?
We were.
You're hitting the side nets, maybe. You ain't even hitting the ball.
I'm not. I used to go there and just drink, man.
Bro, you got to just go bombs away like Barry Bonds.
Bop, bop, bop. Nah, I can't golf. Golf sucks.
You play baseball?
That's completely different.
Hey, it depends who you ask.
Seen my swing.
I was about to say, it's crazy because Donnie was actually hitting it well.
Yeah. And he did the baseball stance.
Yeah.
With the step in and everything. Got to just keep your eyes on the ball. Yeah.
Oh, well, he wasn't running up. He literally hit one of these.
Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, Donnie, just chill with the leg. And then I went even farther.
Yeah, then it was going better. Yeah. Then I was looking like Tiger Woods. But before that.
This dude, Donnie.
Pick up your leg.
We were nice.
Little hop step.
Come out golfing then.
I fucking hate golf.
It's great.
I can't stand golf, dude. I was working. We had like the Masters on. I was like, I feel like it's a psychotic thing to do to enjoy watching golf on TV. I think it's psychotic.
Oh, yeah. I don't think watching on TV is a vibe. No.
Yeah, I would put it on.
I was supposed to be on a bachelor weekend in Cleveland, and my boy wanted, like, they were like,
oh!
Oh, yeah, I know. He went to
Cleveland?
Yeah, crazy. He went to college in Cleveland.
Is he over here?
He's from here. He went to college in Cleveland.
You know, Toronto exists. It's closer and better. Like a billion.
Listen, man, I don't know. I don't make the rules. I had to skip it because I couldn't get off of work.
What are you going to see, the Browns?
Go to New York City.
They went to a baseball game. Brown Town. But whatever.
What were they called?
Cleveland's actually not that bad, bro. The flats in Cleveland are fun. It's no Arizona, but it's a good. You could have fun in Cleveland.
All right.
You ever been to the flats? The flats in Cleveland are fun.
I've been there.
They're fun. Anyway.
I take Arizona.
100%.
I think I'd probably take Arizona.
12 times out of 10.
But
they're exactly. Good luck out there, Travis Hunter.
They email the itinerary and they're like, Saturday we're going to find a bar, we're going to watch the Masters. And I was like, I'm not going.
That wasn't your vibe? You weren't trying to see Rory McIlroy?
That's why you left Arizona, because there's golf everywhere.
Yeah, that's everywhere. Why you left, that's for sure.
Shout out Phil Mickelson.
You're starting to catch on.
I know this guy.
Like a book.
No, there's everything, though. There's all four major sports.
Well, not anymore.
Hockey team left.
RIP.
Makes
but
sense.
But the ASU hockey team's nice, so it don't matter.
Probably couldn't keep the ice down.
No, dude. The
best. And I was trying to figure out why Jaden Daniels left, but then I remember he went to LSU.
He left because Herm's dumbass. Fucking Herm
Oh,
Edwards.
Fuck. My bad. I forgot.
Herm Edwards?
Another sore subject.
I'm sorry.
He was a coach?
Oh yeah, he was building up. Dude, we had Herm Edwards, Ricky Pearsall, Johnny Wilson, Jalen Conyers, who's in the draft this year. We had not Cam Scadabo, but I forgot the running back's name a couple years ago. That was super nice. We had a squad.
Not Genty.
And then fucking Herm Edwards host students during COVID. We were and because of all the NCAA shit that was coming down, they all transferred out. Every single, and they're all in the pros now. All of them.
Winning Heismans, they fucking taking the
Ricky Pearsall in the first round. Johnny Wilson's in the fourth round. Jalen Conyers probably gonna be a fourth or fifth round
Johnny
pick this
Wilson
year.
Just won
Rashad White, wasn't it?
Huh?
Rashad White.
Rashad, that was the year. Rashad White left the year before that they were supposed to be super nice. But yeah, dude.
Still count.
Yeah, fucking bullshit. Fucking fuck Herm Edwards.
What did he do though?
Boom.
He
they hosted him and Antonio Pierce hosted kids during COVID, and NCAA found out. So because all the sanctions were about to come down, all the players like were leaving.
Did they know that it was Arizona?
Arizona didn't shut down at all.
Exactly. Bro. It wasn't real there. They were still hitting the pool parties.
They were hitting.
You
the
could
pool
be outside.
Parties.
Yeah.
I don't care, man. You fumbled. He fumbled what could have been a generational bag. ASU. I mean, ASU's back, so I don't care. We got Kenny Dillingham. Cam Scadabo is the man.
No, he gone.
Yeah, but Sam Levitt leading us to the promised land. Sam Levitt as a freshman almost beat Texas.
Sounds too much like Will Levis to me.
We here.
Almost.
Yeah, he ain't gonna be, I don't, he won't be a good pro, but he'll be a good-ass college quarterback, I'll tell you that much.
That sounds like a vibe in Arizona.
Anyway, fuck Herm Edwards.
Damn.
You ever go to Pop Stroke?
Where?
Pop Stroke.
No.
It might have not.
Oh, maybe it went around.
We Googled it.
So Tiger Woods designed, like he had this vision of opening up like a sweet ass putt putt.
So oh, I did see this.
Maybe go come and meet the
one. Yeah, so he did two courses. One is like really hard, supposed to be really hard. The other one was easier. The fucking coolest place I've ever been to. So it's literally.
I'll do some putt putt.
Yeah.
It. So you could do a membership there. I found out. You pay $30 a month. You pay 3 months up front. Unlimited golfing. You could just pull up. You get a discount off food and drink, and instead of using the weak-ass putters, they give you fucking tailor-made ones.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So Tiger's, never lack
Tiger's
putter pack.
About to be making some money. He's got that league, too. You see that league on
Does
TV?
He?
Yeah.
The indoor
the
league?
The screen one?
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's like a part owner of that. He might be the main owner of that. I don't know, but.
No, but so like even like everything is on your phone. You keep scoring your phone. It keeps.
Oh, so you can't cheat.
Yeah, you can.
You could cheat, yeah.
I didn't know if there was, like, sensors in the fucking...
No, you put it in. You just put it in yourself.
Yeah, you just put it in yourself.
Yeah.
So you can cheat.
But the thing is, it only goes...
Dylan magically won, didn't he?
Well, he didn't go
Wasn't
out.
There?
Oh, yeah. Fucking...
Actually, he was out. He flew out Sunday.
Yeah, excuse on that one.
But the two nights before, then. Come on, man.
Get outside.
He said, I want to hit the Sino. It ain't going nowhere. We're here.
All right, putt-putt.
Yes.
Who won?
So everything on the phone, you update everything. You could order drinks to the hole you're at. It keeps your whole tab open. And when you want to go eat at a restaurant, you literally just pull it. The host will be like, yeah, go sit anywhere. You whatever, right there. QR code menu, order the food. Still on your tab from the drinks out there and whatever else you get. When you're done eating, you just get up. Do whatever you want. Golf the whole time. It's $35 for a day pass. And when you're done, when you're about to leave, close that bitch out.
Boop.
All good. My current job has QR codes, and that shit beats the fuck out of people. So good for you guys for actually enjoying it. People get so
I'm
mad
with
about
the technology. I mean, I love the self-driving car.
And after the Waymo, we could do anything.
Right. Right.
We
could do Waymo.
You know
what
I'm saying? The best part is, too, they have these big screens. They got, like, TVs playing games and shit, but these big screens. You got the leaderboard for each course. So every time you update the score, it updates the leaderboard. He was up there for a little bit.
Bro, we were on the seventh hole, and they were like, yo, you at the top of the list. I was like, oh, shit.
My man was even.
Yeah.
Donnie's just good at everything, man.
What? Well, until he found out he's on the board, we didn't see him after that.
Yeah, as soon as I found out I was on the board, there was something on the line.
I know. I said, you better take a picture of that.
Yeah.
That was the last time.
He did.
And it's just crazy, because like this place was jammed.
Yeah.
And like, even if you're not putt-putting or eating, there's bars up there. You play cornhole. You play ping pong.
Shout out Tiger Woods.
And if you bring, like, kids or whatever, they got a little playground and shit for them.
It's a cool spot. A
little ice cream if you want. It had everything you needed. We were there from, I don't know what.
7 to 11?
Like 7 to 11.
I was about putted to like 36 holes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two courses, both 18 holes.
Almost. And they were like, they were cool. They had like the grass or whatever, the low green was like all tilted around and stuff. Yeah. So it was like actual stuff happening, not just flat. It's cool.
Yeah.
Aim for the bushes.
I'm toasted. No, he. You would have thought we did this shit on purpose. You had me on Snap. I don't know if you've seen the story. So you would have thought we had this shit planned. I was like, let me record Don. He's probably about to do something. But he looked at the camera. Bombs away.
he gets you guys kicked out.
He hits the shit, bro. And I'm like, yo, this shit is flying. Hits the fucking people in front of us. I cut the. You see it hit the people. I'm like, no, I turn around. I start fucking dying.
Yo.
What'd they say?
They were cool.
They said, my bad.
They said, my bad, or you said that?
My bad for getting
if
away.
If they said it, that's crazy.
So there was three bits throughout the whole time we were there. This?
Yeah.
There was, thanks for coming, because that's what we told all the Brewers fans when they were walking around. And what the hell?
Yep.
That was it. Oh, and people getting sucked off in the desert. That was it. I'll speak for myself. Literally only sober for about not even 8 hours total the whole trip, the whole week. Slept about like 3 to 5 hours each night.
I was about to say, I think we were all relatively the same.
Saturday, we were fucked.
Bro, yeah.
Saturday was a good day.
And then we got back to the resort. We're like, what time is it? This, it felt like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Brother, it wasn't even noon.
It was like 11:30.
It wasn't even noon.
Noon is crazy.
It wasn't even midnight. It wasn't even midnight. Oh, like, well, what do we do now?
It was like a little after 11, yeah.
I was trying to get more, but the bar was about to shut down.
Yeah.
And Donnie, the last thing I remember from that night, well, shout out Naughty and all them, too. I don't know how Naughty survived, because she gets popped off of two drinks.
Yeah.
She had a rough one. But anyway, the last thing I remember from Saturday night, I need me a latte. And I was like, ah, fuck, he gone. I just heard the door slam. I fell asleep.
Yo, and then I was down there like Ellen from what's it called? For a while.
The floor is yours.
Yeah, I was like, I need myself a frappe, baby. Caramel, vanilla.
At midnight?
Now.
He was pacing
back and forth.
Bro, yeah, you were
at the edge of the bed.
Hey, I got myself one down there, and then I was running up the scoreboard on a casino.
By himself.
I was hitting the numbers like Alan from The Hangover. I was like, let's go.
He was up like 400 or 500.
Good. And then.
That what happened.
Put it all in there.
Black.
Green. I like, who put this color on the board?
wait. So you put $400 on green?
No, I put it on red.
And it hit green.
And it hit green.
And it hit green.
Damn, imagine if he put $400 on green. He could have paid. Right.
We would have bought the place.
Y'all could have stayed out there for another week.
Yeah.
We'd have been in the pool at the D-back stadium.
Yeah,
dude. That's crazy. You lost a green.
I know. I was sick because I was cooking.
You should have put half of it in your pocket, but half of it on black.
Nah. Well, what I wanted to do was...
He's rich, though. We can't get into the mindset of Donnie, man. It's like...
I was like...
little 400, whatever.
I was like, these guys call me crazy for wanting a coffee. Watch when I come back. They wake up in the morning, there's just a stack on the counter. What happened? I was cooking with that coffee, baby. Nope. Got cooked.
When you lived there, was there like animals and bugs?
No, like if you're in the city...
See, look.
There's no bugs.
If you're in the city, there's not a lot. Like, I was in the Army at the time, too, so I was out, like... Shut the fuck up. I was out... Like, the only time I ever saw, like, a scorpion, oh, my God, dude. Sit the fuck down. I'm leaving, dude.
Thank you for your service,
Thank
brother.
Thank you for your service.
When we had to do training, we would go out in the middle of nowhere. So I would see, like, I saw, like, a couple scorpions. But that's it. I never saw no snakes.
Wait, you made scorpion. It. Oh, ho. Yeah. Scorpions.
Yeah, they all was.
So if you live in, like, Gilbert, Gilbert's probably a lot more developed now. But back then, it was, like, people were just starting to build out there. If you lived out there, there was, like, scorpions. Like, you'd have to check your shoes every day. And make sure. Like when I like my unit was down there too. So when I would get there, if I would sleep there, I would have to like check my boots and shit. But in Phoenix, like
they sneak in your shoes.
Yeah, they're getting your shoes. Yeah.
Oh nah.
And you got in. They can
imagine like, you got fresh J's. There's a fucking scorpion in them.
Not in the ones.
Yeah, they're not gonna shit in them. You want to shake them out. So
they're gonna sting your foot.
Yeah, they gonna kill you in them.
Yeah, that's why you check first.
They'll kill a small child though. Oh, but for grown man, bro, it just it hurts for a little bit.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're not that bad.
But Arizona was great, bro.
Yeah.
Arizona was great. And it's funny enough because when we were heading to the airport, breaking news: Coach Mike Boonhoser fired from Phoenix Suns. So he left Phoenix with us.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's about to repost my Kevin Durant rant.
Sing it with me.
Fuck Kevin Durant. Hey, yo.
Boom. All right, yeah, so I'm not going to lie to you. I probably lost a couple years of my life in Arizona, but it was worth it.
Oh, yeah.
You probably got a couple years, man. The sun counteracts the drinking.
Oh, yeah. Shit, you're right.
Vitamin D.
About to live forever.
Less depression, you know? You're not stressed as much?
Well, when I got back, I'm like, damn. Everyone was clapping when the plane landed. I'm like, what the hell are we cheering for?
Why are we clapping?
Because all the planes were crashing over the weekend.
This
like,
weekend?
There was like, they, but they weren't, people are, okay.
We just missed them.
Yeah, there was like a couple good like, thing, we they weren't them. Crashing. There was like a couple like, just like minor things. But because the beginning of the year when all like the major plane crashes were happening now, it's always, yeah. So they were like, yeah, motherfucker, we got home.
Learn how to fly, bro.
We didn't have to land on the back end of the plane. I'd clap too now, shit. I hate those people, but damn. Plane crashing.
Everyone was cheering. Oh, we in Buffalo. So why are we happy?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell, Barry?
What the hell, Buffalo? But anyways, let's talk a little bit about sports. About like 45 minutes into this thing. Welcome to the program.
Go Bills.
I'm not gonna lie. I got cooked. Like
You're still cooked.
Is it raining?
Has to be.
See, this is why I hate this shit, bro. It didn't rain.
Is it
one
raining?
Time.
Is it sleeting? That sounds crazy.
I don't know. I don't like it. But anyway.
Down bad.
Going from 100 degrees to 40 degrees all the way back out to Boulder, Colorado, where Shedeur Sanders and Travis Scott are getting their numbers retired. How we feel about that? People, I mean, and I mean this in the most sarcastic way, people are loving it online.
Really?
Yes.
Actually loving it?
You didn't hear what I just
heard? Travis Hunter, I think, yes.
I agree.
Shedeur, no.
Travis Hunter makes sense.
I think it's a little premature regardless.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
What did Colorado do last year? Like, they're acting like they won the national championship.
But have they done anything ever?
See, that's
yeah, but okay, cool. But that's what it's like. Act like you've been here before. You know what I mean? Like, this is like reminiscent of like the Bills fans going crazy the first time they won the division championship. Like, bro.
Well, how are they going to act like they've been there before when they've never been there?
Bad actors.
I don't know, man.
Bad actors.
My thing is like
they didn't even get that far. They didn't win a bowl game.
They're like, we went 8-6.
They
didn't
make the bowl.
They got smoked by BYU. I think it was.
You got smoked by some Mormons and you're retiring jerseys. You need to retire the program.
Jeez. My thing is,
all right, not the program.
What was it? Their first year when they were all there. I think 3 or 4 games in, they already matched like their previous 2 seasons total.
They were they started 4-0 and everyone thought they were like a contender and then they lost every game.
So it's like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Grand scheme of things, people are like, "What the hell?" But
what the hell, Yante?
I don't know. For the program, sure, because they've never been good. Yeah. You got 2 guys going in potentially the top 10 of the draft. That's probably never happened for them.
Yeah, but I mean, like, why? Like, do you think Wyoming just retired Josh Allen's jersey 4 days after he left? Like, I don't.
That's also true.
I don't know. I feel like what I'm saying isn't hate. I feel like it's pretty normal. Maybe like wait 4 or 5 years.
No, you're right.
And like Travis Hunter for sure, like needs to be retired at some point. Like what he's doing, people don't talk about it enough. I think it's because the whole thing with Ohtani. I think it kind of like dulled us to how amazing what he's doing is.
That's just sports. You see greatness for so long.
Dumb it down. I don't know. I think but. What he's doing is absolutely fucking insane, is what I'm trying to say. So he absolutely at some point needed to be retired.
We'll
like,
see it.
But we'll see. Shedeur, I don't know. I don't think Shedeur was even that good.
I got to see it at a pro level.
That's not
which the fact that he did it in college, bro. He won the best receiver and the best defender or cornerback award. Or defender, which one was it? Defender award. I don't remember. But he won like best of on both sides of the field.
Twitter was saying he didn't deserve that, but
and won
a lot.
No, he's the best receiver by I think he's the best receiver by far. Best cornerback, that could be argued, but
I still think it's both. You can't argue, both I still think it's both of them.
Yeah, but like Will Johnson and them are Jahdae Barron, they're at least close. I don't think any receiver was close.
No.
Hell no.
Don't ask me, bro. I don't watch college.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Tut.
Maybe. He don't watch film neither. He's just cool like name. Me.
He's just like me.
Well, speaking of the draft, though, I know, like I said at the top of the show, we're like 9 days away. They announced the draft attendees. So this is something to keep an eye on, too. So normally when these guys go, obviously they're a good majority of them first round. Some go who think they're going to get drafted in the first round and up in the second round. So here's the names that are going from what we know so far.
When did Will Levis go?
That's crazy. Second you said round. Will Levis because I was going to ask round? If his girlfriend.
I thought he was like the third round. I feel like they invite one person every year just to like shit on him. I'm sure. I want to hear this list.
So we got Tyler Booker out of Alabama, Jai Campbell out of Alabama, Will Campbell LSU, Abdul Carter Penn State, Jackson Dart Ole Miss, Matthew Golden Texas, Mason Graham who Donnie just discovered last week out of Michigan.
Sick of that guy.
Travis Hunter. Colorado, Ashton Gentry, Boise State, Will Johnson, Michigan, Tet McMillan, Arizona, Jalen Milroe, Alabama. Now, that one is interesting.
Yeah.
Josh Simmons, offensive tackle, Ohio State, Malachi Starks, Georgia, Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M, Cam Ward, goddamn Miami, and Mikael Williams, Georgia. One name and not on there, Shador Sanders. He said he's celebrating with his family.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But the one that gets me is Jalen Milroe.
He's going to be the one that's like...
I always liked him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with Jalen Milroe, you're getting basically the same type of prospect as Anthony Richardson, but you're probably going to get him in the beginning of the second round, so it's not nearly as risky if he ends up being as bad as Richardson. It's like, okay, well, we shot a dart in the
second round. Why is that funny?
Listen, you know I love Richardson. You know
why? But why you laugh?
I just love it when we just get shit talking on the cold.
You do it every time.
I love it because it's not
like,
him this
I could have like.
I know. I'm like, oh, here comes a guest. Yep, Anthony Richardson's trash.
To be fair,
I could have liked any team. You guys would have found a way to shit on him.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. For sure. Anthony Richardson. You guys are just. I don't know. I'm going to blame you guys because I don't want to admit to being wrong. I really liked Anthony Richardson. The whole shit with him, like, competing in camp this whole time. Like, you guys should have just picked the fucking road and been like, okay, he didn't have a lot of starts underneath his belt. Let him sit for one fucking year and figure it out. But instead, you just throw him in there. And then now that his confidence is halfway wrecked, you're like, hey, you're going to compete with Daniel Jones.
Nope. Indiana Jones is his name.
Fuck him.
Holy shit! That's strike three today.
It makes me so mad when teams do this shit. It's just like you shoot yourself in the foot. You're fucking setting your team back 5 years. Anthony Richardson, we all knew was going to be a work in progress. You threw him in immediately, didn't give him any time, and now you're having him compete with Daniel Jones.
Take your
breath,
if
you should have got Daniel Jones 2 years ago and let him sit and then did that. Let him sit for
it was QB1 2 years.
Let him sit for 2 years. Let him be Jordan Love. Why are you rushing the process?
Listen, no, I'm with you, bro. But I will say everyone's got their hands dirty in this shit.
Yeah, I mean, he
does a little bit, too. You can't be leaving the game.
That is insane. That is insane, man.
I forgot
like,
about
listen,
that.
Listen, I'm going to defend him till the day is over with. And I do know that
tomorrow, fuck
till the day is over with. Once it
I didn't
noon,
mean it like that. Until, like, he... Like,
once it hits noon, he is done.
Listen, my brain is like scrambled eggs right now. But what I'm trying to say is that this year is a lot, which is crazy to say for a fucking 22-year-old who literally only played like barely over 20 games in his whole life.
Everywhere.
But I do think the potential's there. It's just a matter of him, of it clicking. The play calling didn't really help him out last year. Personnel, not so much either. There was a lot going on. I mean, you can't let go of the football right in front of a 1-yard line. a lot of shit was going on. They're going at him for his percentage. Like, I will say, yeah, he was inaccurate. But there's a lot of drops that a lot of people don't see. Trust me. I've watched it every week.
I mean, it's the same thing with Josh Allen back in the day. He looked like shit his rookie year, but you never heard the coaching staff never benched him. You never heard them, like, going out of their way to criticize him. And, like, the only thing that he should have been outwardly criticized about was sitting himself. But other than that, you knew what you were drafting. You want completion percentage, go draft Bryce Young, which obviously he didn't have the chance to do. But, like, if you want completion percentage, do that. Yeah. If you want talent, and sometimes you got to take a shot like the Bills did with Josh Allen's completion percentage his first 2 years of his career was like 53%. You never heard them. We're gonna sit him for fucking Kyle Orton or whoever our backup was at the time. Like,
not Kyle
Derek Orton. Anderson.
No, Kyle Orton was 2 years. Yeah, it was Derek Anderson. Kyle Orton was before the year before. Like, no, it was Nathan Peterman too the first year.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, they didn't give him his time.
Yeah, like you don't. I don't know, man. That the Colts just were like the picture of stability and professional behavior for so long, and now it's just like a fucking clown show over there, dude. I'm sorry.
It is. Well, I was told something about Isaiah McKenzie. I can't repeat it. Why? Because they never said why they got rid of him. You remember this?
I fucking loved Isaiah McKenzie.
Well, if I told you the truth, you would not feel the same.
He
it was bad
all the time.
That bad?
Yeah.
Like criminal bad? Damn. Come on, Isaiah.
Allegedly.
More than likely true, but allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, just allegedly.
But I'm going to say, though, like, people were like, why the fuck you drive Anthony Richardson? If you go back in time, because obviously we know what Will Levis is now, because at that point, Bryce went one, CJ went two.
I'm still taking Anthony
Richardson.
What was
going to be their option?
I'm still taking him over both of them.
They handle it wrong. Crazy. But, I mean, there's still an opportunity to flip the switch.
Yeah, it's just you got to – I don't know. With quarterbacks in the NFL, you have to be very efficient. Like, even with Jordan Love, where they, quote-unquote, wasted his first 3 years of his rookie contract, it wasn't –
That was their plan, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't
like they
wasted.
Knew what they were doing.
Yeah, it wasn't wasted. It was like to, if you're going to start someone and then bench them and all this other – you need a specific plan.
Yeah.
And obviously, maybe the Bills got a little lucky with Josh Allen. He's just so confident in himself that his confidence didn't get wrecked when he was as bad as he was the first year and a half.
You can tell by his face.
He didn't really start.
Some of those games were bad.
Yeah, but apparently it didn't affect his confidence too much because he came in year three and lit it up.
That's also coaching.
And guess
that's
what? Year,
that's day bowl.
Guess what year it is for AR now, too?
Yeah, but the first 2 years were just like he wasn't allowed to make those mistakes.
Well, I will say, too.
Facts.
Like Josh Allen, I remember that playoff game where Josh Allen threw into a double coverage to a fullback. I decided Josh Allen was never going to be good, and thank God I was wrong. But that playoff game was one of the worst performances I've ever seen.
What you mean? That was mad funny, though.
That shit was hilarious if you weren't a Bills fan.
Wait, what game?
The playoff game against
Houston? The
Texans game,
I think, yeah.
The shit where he tried to pass it Dawson Knox or whatever?
Well, no,
it
was that
fullback.
Too, but he tried to fullback.
There was like three plays in a row that were really bad. It was either third or fourth down. He threw the ball like 30 yards to a double covered fullback. I'm almost certain it was a fullback.
Like maybe a jump ball.
Maybe it was Dawson Knox, but I'm almost certain it was a fullback.
I think it was a fullback.
It was terrible. And I was like, we're cooked. It's going to be another 15 years. And then he comes out year three, and he's Josh Allen. He's been Josh Allen ever since.
They normally say the year that's your breakout, do or die, is year three. And the guy that broke out a couple years ago, you're talking about who's the MVP right now, Josh Allen, him and Anthony
Best quarterback
are
in the
linking
league.
Up this summer. So hopefully.
Good. I'm rooting for him, man.
We'll see what happens.
I'm rooting for him.
You're telling me.
I hate
for
being
my
wrong.
Happiness, please.
I hate being wrong. Can't stand it.
Speaking about, you mentioned something about backup quarterback money, this and that. This guy's looking to make more money than an NFL backup quarterback in college. NIL is looking crazy. We had our first holdout ever in college football.
That's dope.
Nico. Ah, dang. I had his name right.
You had it right so many times in a row.
Show me the moolah. That's his new last name.
Facts. Nico Amalava.
I'm a lot of richer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's looking for about $4 million.
I hope he finds it.
To leave Tennessee. And a lot of people are saying, the rumor is, he almost sat out on a playoff game last year.
This shit's insane, man.
So, he's going to hit the transfer portal. Some of the schools are talking about him or trying to get him. But obviously, I think he's moving away from SEC because I believe the rule is something along the lines of if you transfer to a different school, like in the SEC from another school, you got to wait like a year to play or something. It was some shit like that. I'm probably wrong on that. Mm-hmm. Definitely got the wording wrong, but.
That's weird.
They're saying Colorado, potentially, maybe North Carolina, Ohio State, and Oregon.
Ohio State going to get him.
Hmm. All they, pretty good teams.
If Ohio State gets him, you put him with Jeremiah Smith, it's over.
Oh, that's the wide receiver, the young one?
Yeah, he's so
good. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that? To me, it's crazy, but.
That's smart to go to Ohio State then.
This is just the beginning.
I got to pee and think about it, man. I'll be right back.
Okay. At least he wasn't lying.
What y'all think about it?
I think it's crazy. You say, yeah, you ain't paying me. I'm going to get paid somewhere else.
College, bro.
In college. Yeah.
That's great.
I was telling Donnie on the plane, like, don't be surprised if you start seeing more, like, 26, 27-year-olds entering the draft.
Yeah, because you're guaranteed. That's, like, guaranteed contract.
You're making more money playing in college than you are your first year in the NFL. It's going to get to that point.
Yeah.
And not everyone's guaranteed to get past that rookie contract.
And now you're starting to see general managers become a position in college football.
That's crazy too.
That's why I think
Saban just running stuff.
Yeah, that's why I think UNC is going to be successful because you got two guys. They literally just came from there, Michael Lombardi and Bill Belichick. This is going to be easy money for them.
Oh yeah.
This is just NFL on like a minor league system.
Good thing you got Michael Lombardi because he stinks as a GM.
That's crazy.
Does he not?
I don't know. I mean, he made some bad picks, but they were all saying when he left.
My boy was making bad pick after bad pick for a while.
But a lot of those bad picks are still on the team, so they can't be that bad if they
who we team sucks.
Bill Belichick. I was just saying.
Oh no, it was bad.
I was just saying. I think you're going to start to see the trend of 26. To maybe even 28-year-olds entering the league. It's going to get to that point because these guys are going to be making more money than they would in their first year in the NFL, most of them. It's going to get to that point.
Yeah, I think eventually what's going to need to happen, they're going to need to put more regulations in place. Granting all these people these years of eligibility that they don't – you can't have 26-year-old players out there playing with 22-year-olds. Like, that's insane. Like, they keep giving – there was a guy, I think he's in the FCS or whatever, that got, like, his eighth year of eligibility or some crazy shit. Crazy. Like, they got to stop. They're going to have to put regulations on that, but they're also going to have to put regulations on these – you can't just move. Like, if we're going to start paying players, we need to submit that they're professionals. They're semi-pro or whatever they are. They're not in the NFL, but they're professionals. You need to sign a contract because this shit is crazy, man. Like, imagine, like, you're a Tennessee fan, and it's like, oh, you got – we offered you $3 million, but you want $4 million. Like, you're fucking playing college sports, bro.
Give me my four.
It's insane. Like, I'm not mad at anyone for going to get their money, but, like, to talk about sitting out to try and get more money, sitting out of a fucking playoff game.
The first playoff ever.
That's tough.
And it makes me mad because people just I feel like everyone's in extremes on these issues where it's like you either are, like, you hate players getting paid or you think they should get paid and have every single right in the world. But, like, there's something to say, like, you went to Tennessee, you were developed at Tennessee, you chose Tennessee, and you're now it's just like, I want $4 million, so fuck you. Fuck everything you ever did for me. Fuck my teammates. Fuck my coaches. It's just, it's corny as fuck, dude.
If you just give them $4 million, it won't be a problem.
They got it. Yeah, but that's what's going to end up happening is college football, especially if we don't put a salary cap and shit, it's going to be Ohio State, Texas, Alabama, because they have the biggest what are you, Texas? Or are you about Todd? You know, right?
OH!
Oh, you're Ohio State?
I just like Roll Tide Willie.
We love
but
that
what
guy.
It's going to be is those are the those schools have the funding, and it's just going to be them all the time. I mean, look at the tournament this year, the March Madness.
Like, it was great. Final Four were great.
The Final Four was great. But
I watched every game.
It was the most. That was the most boring tournament in years, dude.
Because Kentucky wasn't up in there.
Willie, yeah. What'd you think? Take a swallow of that drink. What'd you think about it?
Ten billion trillion million. All around.
It's great.
I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
You're not a Roll Tide Willie fan.
Roll Tide, man.
That's my guy, man.
Hey. So you want Nico, man?
Ohio State?
Yeah.
Fuck it, yeah, they got the money. They just won the ship.
You're gonna get to the national. You're gonna.
And then
get
the fucking
ship.
Vice president broke the damn trophy. You seen that?
I said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna go win another one next year. This shit don't matter.
Get another one. We don't got enough room."
Nah, you're gonna pay this dude $4 million. You're gonna get to the ship. He's like, "I want another $500,000. I'm not playing today."
All right, go ahead.
Here you go.
We got it.
We got it.
Hey, we're good. Then he gonna go to the league.
Now I think they're gonna they're gonna have to put contracts and stuff like
they need a salary cap.
Yeah, they're gonna be contracts like you can't transfer. You have to stay for at least 2 years. Or if I'm gonna give you $4 million, you got to stay through your whole eligibility. There's gonna be stuff like that. But what I do with like the positive of it is I think a lot of people are gonna mostly in basketball. I think it's positive. People are gonna leave later, and like actually develop, because everyone knows that's like the shot against American basketball players. They're just not skilled. They enter the league at 19. They don't really develop themselves. And then
hooping, bro.
Well, guess what? We coming. Paige Buggins is drafted, too. She can't Caitlin Clark with personality.
Caitlin Clark with personality is crazy.
Why?
I don't know. It's not. It's accurate, but it's just a. It's, a,
it's accurate.
It's
I don't
the
know.
First time I've ever heard it said, so it just kind of took me back.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not lying.
They're not.
She can hoop.
She can hoop. She probably would have been better than Caitlin in college.
She had that injury,
she didn't
too.
Get hurt.
Yeah. Go to the Dallas Wings. And I know some Dallas fans were like, well, this is as close as we get back to Luka. So we're good.
Trader tomorrow. I hope your GM, I hope the women's team GM isn't the same as the men's.
But speaking of college prospects and a draft and all that development, like I said, a draft is 9 days away.
Draft
and Duke was like, my show probably ain't going to start for another month, so I need to get this draft shit off my chest. So I was like, all right, we'll open the floor to you. We'll do a live Buffalo Bills mock draft. So,
Bills?
You're going to be tracking along on your phone?
I can do it on my phone, or you guys, I don't know. How you
check this out. Boom, we got it on the screen.
Oh,
but
look
you
at
definitely
that.
Can't see that.
I definitely cannot see that.
So just follow along on your phone. Just let me know what you're going to do.
All right, well, you give me – this is tough. You can actually invite me to it.
Well, we didn't.
We could have figured that out, but whatever.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
hey, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Tank Talk Podcast 2025 Duke mock draft. Buffalo
Let's
Dukes.
Do it, man.
The Buffalo Dukes.
So we got general manager Josh Duke Clark in the building.
I should be. Brandon Bean's nice, but
so we the Buffalo Bills. We got 10 picks. We don't pick until all the
30.
Way down because they're better now. Number 30.
We're gonna do no trades just because that's like super complicated and stuff like that. I do believe they could trade up, but we'll do no trades on. All
right.
For
well,
this.
Here we go. Cam Ward, first overall pick.
You're gonna have to tell me who's available here, man.
Will Johnson, fourth overall.
God damn. Bill, I want to.
This is getting crazy.
Up.
Who the Colts gonna get? Tyler Warren already. Oh, Kevin. Oh, Shador. Going to the Steelers 13th overall.
Steelers trade up.
That'd be fire.
Nah. Colts ended up with Colson Loveland. I mean,
if
Tyler Warren's not there, I'm cool with it.
I like Colson Loveland a lot, especially for Anthony Richardson.
Ding. Da-da-da. Oh, we got a trade offer. Right,
I'm not going
to
do
trades, but I'm kind of curious to see what you get.
Okay. I've been doing these. I take a lot of trades sometimes because I do like a lot of the lower round guys, but some of them are a little unrealistic. Like, I've gotten like 2 second round picks to move up like 6 spots.
Oh, the Eagles want to go up 2 spots.
What are they giving me, man?
A 32nd and 96.
All right, you talked me into it. I'm taking it. Fuck it. We're doing trades. That's what I'm saying, though.
Or do you want to trade with Cleveland? 33 and 94.
No, I'm not trading with them motherfuckers at all. All
right, except. You sure? Do you want to see who's available first?
I don't care. There's going to be someone there. Right. Who's there? Who's there for defensive tackles?
Defensive tackle.
Because I don't care what my not tank source told me.
Talik Williams, which.
All right, are we ready? Are we picking right now? Are we picking? Are we on the
clock?
You
tell me, GM. I'm just here to.
No, I was just making
I'm
sure we're
scout.
Up there. All right, show me who's up there right now. Give me some cornerbacks. Give me some defensive tackles.
Siobhan Revelle, Benjamin Morrison, and Trey Amos. I'm sure you don't want to go any further than that. Other than
our guy Maxwell's not there.
Maxwell's there.
He's there. Kenneth Grant's there too.
Kenneth Grant, you got options. Jaha Campbell, I wouldn't be mad at.
Ooh.
James Pierce Jr. right there.
No, James Pierce Jr.
Xavier Watts.
A terrible person. I know Xavier Watts was the guy I was getting in the second round.
How you know? You know him?
Dang. Yeah, I know him. I was talking to him, and he was like, "I'm going to go the second round. I want to go to Buffalo." But now he's jumping up the boards. Well, we're gonna go with the corner. We're gonna get Maxwell.
Okay.
I've been going Kenneth Grant all the time, but you know, there's a shit ton of defensive tackles. There's a little bit
Maxwell
less corners.
Harrison, welcome to Buffalo.
All right, let's see. Maybe
we seen him there.
This is a position where I think Buffalo would trade up in with all the picks, move up in the second, and maybe get like Kenneth Grant later if he fell a little bit.
Okay, let's keep an eye on him. He's still there. We're getting closer. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, it's a little too late.
All right, moving up. We are at pick 56.
56 and 62.
So you do have some options here. Eagles want to trade again.
No, we're staying put now. We got our third round pick. That's what I wanted.
Okay, so we went cornerback first.
All right, give me some. What are the safeties looking like there?
Safeties.
My guy Kevin Winston.
Kevin Winston, Penn State.
I like Kevin Winston. I think he'd be really good next to Bishop. Who else we got there defensive tackle wise?
Defensive tackle, Darius Alexander, Toledo.
That's not a bad pick.
There goes our guy that we seen at Buffalo Airport, Omar Norman Lott.
Yeah, he's moving that far up the boards, huh?
So what are we doing?
There's a lot of safeties in the draft.
We got Deanna Walker, who was also at the Buffalo Airport.
Ooh. Maxwell Harrison was also at the Buffalo Airport.
The Kentucky tandem. They said thanks for coming. You stay.
How big is put the little info? How big is Deanna Walker again?
Huge.
6'7", 331. I could have told you that in person.
You know what?
Does it bother you that he wore his combine shirt at the airport?
I love that. Okay. Dog, going. He's not worried about clothing. He got that shirt for free. That's a Buffalo guy right there. We're gonna go with him.
Deion Walker.
I'm really praying.
All it took was the combine shirt. It worked out for him.
Listen.
That neon green.
Tell me Winston didn't go. Did Winston go?
Jameis?
Winston go.
Fuck! I was really, really praying for that guy to fall to me. What are the safeties there? Watts, I assume, is gone.
He way gone. You're at pick 62 right now.
Yep.
Texas
Denzel guy? Burke, Ohio State corner.
Nah.
Linebacker, Barrett Carter. You got Chris Paul Jr., which do we know for sure?
Get some assists.
Do we know for sure? Damn, man. Winston really, really got.
Well, are we staying defense? We went defense this whole time.
Listen,
who's there on edge?
We had one of the best offenses in the league. We had the worst coverage grade in the league.
You want to look at the receivers? Somehow Travion Henderson is sitting right
there. Oh, yeah. Boom. Take him. I don't care about nothing else. All I know is this just fell on me.
Ain't so, no way, bro.
What the hell are you
I
doing?
Don't know what happened. My fucking mic fell. But it's all right.
This place is falling apart. I'm glad they can still hear you.
No, listen. First three picks, that's exactly what I wanted. I didn't know Henderson was even there. I wouldn't even thought about
it. There's
no way. I wouldn't even have thought about Winston if Henderson's there. Listen, Harrison, probably the fastest player the Bills have had on the defensive side. I don't even know since who.
Like, I'll tell you.
We never have explosive playmakers like that.
Since Leo's McKelvin.
That could be. I think he's even faster.
Roscoe Parrish.
Roscoe Parrish, shout out.
Who's fast? Damn, we don't pick till 109, but it's coming up.
No, I thought we got 96. Didn't we do the trade?
I think we already picked it.
No, we didn't pick
it. No, we didn't do the trade.
God damn it. I told you to do the trade.
Well, you said, nope, Harrison.
No. It's all right. It's all right.
You did say no, Harrison.
All right, well, whatever. This is
109.
This is perfect for us, I think. Harrison, you get the speed. I think Walker, start day one.
Any of these receivers?
And then we trade. Is Kyle Williams there?
Buffalo Bill.
Kyle Williams there? No?
No, he gone.
Damn.
You got Xavier Respro.
Restrepo.
We love Restrepo.
What about
Ty Felton, Pat Bryant? Don't sleep on Nick Nash, please.
I love Pat Bryant.
Nick Nash almost. I think he had almost the same numbers as Travis Hunter.
What safeties are around that area? Jalen Reed.
Jalen Reed, sir.
Do I want
Billy Bowman, Oklahoma?
Bowman's not bad, but
miss me with anybody named Billy.
I like Jalen Reed. Let's go, Jalen Reed.
Jalen Reed, welcome to Buffalo.
We're just going all defense here. I was close to Pat Bryan. I like Pat Bryan a lot. Big body dude.
No, all the receivers are going now.
It's all right. All the receivers in this draft that I like don't really fit the Bills. It's like Pat Bryan's like same mold as Keon Coleman. Egbuka's the same mold as Khalil Shakir.
Oh, yep. Egbuka, wait.
So it's like.
It's either the big
outside. Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're not getting Egbuka, but.
Egbuka, the receivers are falling. Egbuka and Burden are going in the late 20s now.
Would you
there's a possibility he would be there. It's just he's not.
20s it makes sense. That's like where JSN went.
But what I'm saying is if he was available at 30, even though I really like him, it's like he's just redundant in our offense. Like all the receivers I like this year, I wouldn't draft because what role are they going to play?
Yeah. We need a wide receiver.
Would you like Quinn Ewers or Riley Leonard as your backup?
I actually would love Riley Leonard as a backup.
I feel like we could wait, though.
We probably could wait. If we don't leave with a backup, I'm not mad, but listen, you got to think.
Nick Nash, brother.
We're paying Mitch Trubisky, what, $5, $6 million?
That bum.
We draft.
Whoa.
We draft Riley Leonard.
Whoa, why are you coming at Mitch Trubisky like
he
that?
He sucks. If you draft a guy like Riley Leonard, you're paying him less than $1 million at this point for the next 4 years. That $5-6 million is another depth piece. That's what you're thinking of when you draft a backup like that. I mean, look at the Cowboys. They just traded for Joe Milton.
Congratulations. I don't want to do Riley anything. Leonard anything has, the Cowboys are doing, I'm not trying to do.
Riley Leonard has tools that if Josh Allen were to miss one or two games a year or two from now after we were able to develop him, I think he could win some games. Mitch Trubisky sucks. We're not winning no games with Mitch Trubisky.
He's got vibes, though.
I like Nick Nash.
What vibes? He's like the whitest dude of all time.
Nah, he's a chill dude.
And not
dude.
The cool kind.
Nah, he's a pretty chill dude.
You could do Jordan Phillips again, round two.
So, if we got Walker, he's a big body guy. Is TJ West there?
For what?
For a defensive tackle. Or do you think we could wait on him, Bob, based on these rankings? He's not even in. He must have got drafted already. We went Reed last time. Yep. What are the receivers looking like?
Nick Nash.
Oh, wait. What round are we? Fifth?
Four.
Four. Maybe I can look up Zah Frazier. UTSA. He's a cornerback. Just go to the cornerback list.
Or Frazier?
Yeah. How far down is he on the rankings there?
180.
We can wait. I think he's going to go a little higher. Look up Teddy Buchanan, linebacker.
Oh. Teddy. California, 141.
Teddy and a linebacker. Where are we at right now?
132.
All right, we're going to begin.
We're getting Teddy?
We're getting Teddy.
Okay, welcome to the squad. They're saying maybe Matt Milano gone.
He's at most has got one more year left. Buchanan's got like the type of athleticism, like same size, can cover, good in the run.
All right, next pick is 169. Pick 169. So
my guy Frazier's about to be gone, dude, huh?
You're about to get cooked.
Yeah, he probably gone.
What was he at, 140-something? 180-something. He's going to be there. Come on. Let me get my guy.
You believe Nicky Nash.
Zah Frazier is basically Tariq Woolen, which is usually a lazy comparison because a lot of, like,
oh, we got back-to-back, 169 and 170.
Yes, we do. So we're going to get right here. We're not even going to risk it. We're going to grab my guy Frazier.
In case you don't.
6'3", runs like a 4.3 40, plays like Tariq, came from the same school as Tariq Woolen.
That was nice.
Nick Nash still there?
Oh, he's way gone.
He's way gone.
I think the Tennessee. Congratulations,
Cam Ward's buddy.
What are we looking at here? Give me some names.
This is your draft.
Well, I can't see shit. I don't know who the hell's there. what's his name?
Kyle McCord.
No, Tate something.
Golden Tate. He long gone.
No, he's like a guard. Or there's the center from Texas too.
Marcus
Tate.
184.
He's there still?
Yeah. Clemson.
Yeah, he's like a 3 or 4 year starter. He's got a ton of experience.
I like that.
He's got the size. We'll go with him.
All right. Let me go back.
Go back. Go forward.
I'm going to be honest. This is the point where I'm like, okay, I don't really know what the fuck's going on.
Hey, we're at 173. I mean, fifth round is crazy.
Yeah.
Here we are.
There's going to be, I'm telling you, dude, Zah Frazier might be that guy. We might draft Harrison, and, like, it might be, he's not going to be as bad as Kyrie Elam, but it might be, like, Frazier ends up getting the starting position. And
we got three picks left. 173, 177, 206. We're at 173 right now.
All right, give me, who's around this area?
Zach Kaiser.
Oh, Kaiser's linebacker. Good. Oh, you know who?
Isaiah Bond is chilling.
Isaiah Bond still there?
Yeah.
Oh, we'd take him. At this point.
Welcome.
Swing for the fence.
I need that speed, man.
I'm not even bad.
All right. At that point, who cares?
Beginning of round.
Cool, same thing. Let's go.
Beginning of round six, 177.
All right, now.
Picks left.
If my guy's here, look up Dolek, my guy from Buffalo.
We're gonna, I just thought it.
It's a great question. D-O-L-A-C, I think.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, my guy Sean Dolek. That's the next Matt Milano right there.
They got him ranked at 399.
I don't give a wait. He'll help? No. He's going to go. He's going to go in the fifth or sixth round, dude.
Take him 206. He'll be there.
Allegedly.
All right, man. All right.
I hope they snipe you.
My assistant GM, if you're fired, if Sean Dolek goes before our last pick, dude.
I'd be rocking with Jack Kaiser.
Then we're going to do three linebackers?
What number are we on?
Or Ricky White.
What number are we on?
We're going to do three linebackers?
Why not?
What number are we on right now?
Pieces, special teams.
I'm a fan of
Buffalo
guys
Bills.
Ricky.
Yeah, but then I don't know. I feel like we already got guys like Elefacio and stuff. For
Ricky White is nice. 6'1", 184.
Who was he play? Receiver?
Yeah.
I don't even know who the fuck Ricky White is.
You
who do you play for?
Roddy's UNLV. Cousin. That's Roddy's young.
You know what? I'm gonna take your advice. This is our second receiver.
Yeah.
Fucking shoot some darts. Maybe one of them will be good. Son. Let's do it. Ricky White.
That's Roddy White's son.
What pick was that?
No, is it really? a lot of these players are like sons.
177. All right, this is gonna be our last one. 206. We're chilling.
Right, my guy Shane Dolak coming up.
Oh, he's gone.
I'd be so mad. No, Shane
Dolak. Like this ain't a mock.
He's not gonna be ranked. He's not going undrafted. He's gonna.
Hey, he's coming to Buffalo at 206.
He would. I think he's going in the fifth or sixth round for
I'm
sure.
I'm keeping an eye on him. What's his name again?
Shane Dolak.
Oh, he's right here.
There we go. Boom. Grab him. Bowl in the midst, dude.
Oh, there he is. I was worried for a second. Sean
Ben had
the
Super Bowl.
Oh, Sean. My bad.
Jeez.
My bad, Sean. Sean Shane. You should have been called Shane. I'm sorry.
Same, but different.
Sean Shane Dolak.
I wonder if his middle name is Shane.
Could be. If not, he should do it.
All right, so draft is done. What are we looking like?
No, we gotta wait for.
We gotta wait for all these other bums that are gonna lose to do it.
Bro, yeah. No Shiloh Sanders.
But I'll just tell you right now.
What's that about?
Who the hell is that?
You got Maxwell Harrison, cornerback, Kentucky.
Starts.
Deion Walker, defensive tackle, Kentucky. We going with Kentucky crazy.
I mean, that's Kentucky what we blue. Need. That two things we need, man. We need a playmaker on the back end.
The SEC Scott we sat next to at one of the games, he is loving this.
Oh, yeah. Walker, big body guy. I mean, I still love Grant, and I still would be very happy if they got him. But the thing is once Harrison and Amos are off the board, I don't really like those middle-round cornerbacks. And like.
Oh, here we go.
So getting a corner at 30 and maybe trading up for a guy like Grant. But Walker isn't as explosive as Grant, but he still has all that size. And that's what we need. Is a complimentary player for Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver is an all-pro player when he's got... Remember when Daquan Jones was fucking actually good before he got hurt? before Daquan Jones got hurt, he was the perfect player next to Ed Oliver. But we keep doing this. We keep big signing boy. These old big guys who then break down with us. They have good six games, and then we're left fucked. I can't stop. I'm sorry.
Why are we keep Walker why are we fucking at, and why are we fucked?
There's left field.
Walking
there's
at left Walker field. At the very least is gonna walk in, be a run stuffer. He's gonna eat up blocks, let out Oliver do his thing. He is a little tall.
Oh damn.
Look, it's just like look me at on him. The plane.
Just ruined the plain white tees, dude.
This is one of my favorite shirts.
Bro, we're on the plane going back. He said,
sorry,
I know you like cold brew.
Sorry, man.
You have a nitro cold brew. I was like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm down to try. He said, try this. White tee on a plane.
Yours or his?
All over my shirt. First 3 minutes on the plane. I'm like, God, I just look like a toddler now for the rest of the ride.
I'm sick.
Wearing a white tee on a plane, though, you got come on.
It's vibes.
You got to know.
No.
Don't What's do the matter with that?
You're gonna because you're gonna be getting like
Troy,
your snacks.
Troy, if you're watching, which I doubt you are, because you got a flight at 5 a.m. I got yelled at because I didn't wear a David Adams shirt to work today. And I was going to write Dave and Adams on it, but I'm like, no, I really like this shirt. Should have done it
at that point.
Damn, bro.
I actually wear the same shirt
you
tomorrow.
Bleach it, man.
And just sprayed it
on. It's a white tee.
Fuck.
If you're on a plane, wear a black tee.
This is the best shirt for this to have.
That is
There's
also true.
Nothing on it. You can just bleach it.
Well, that's also true. Sorry about it.
He's like, but now I have to separate my whites and my colors.
That's a big
I don't do that shit either. I throw it all together.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It was only like $10 at Primark, but still.
Spend another 10.
This is the best white tee I've ever had.
It is a nice white tee. It's
was.
Got the nice collar.
Was.
Not anymore. All right, Josh, okay. Here's your results, man, if you want to.
Yeah. So, yeah, Walker, very least, he'll eat up some blocks. He's a little tall, so there's leverage problems, but hopefully he just lets Ed Oliver do his thing. Then we got
Travion Henderson.
Travion Henderson. Trade Josh.
Steal. Holy shit. Yes.
Trade James Cook tomorrow. Get us a second or third round pick for next year. Let Travion Henderson just. Travion Henderson's a better version. I'm sorry. He's bigger. He'll be better than James Cook. I'm sorry.
He's what?
He's better than James Cook. He'll be better than James Cook, I think. James Cook is asking for $15 million. He hardly broke 1,000 yards. He got a ton of touchdowns. The year before, he had what, like 2 touchdowns?
Wait, what was the first thing you said?
He's what?
He's way better than James Cook?
Yeah, but before that. Else.
I thought I heard.
Trade James Cook?
It was in between.
Bigger is what you said.
He is bigger.
What do you mean by that?
If they stood next to each other, Travion Henderson would look bigger than James Cook. Y'all are gay on the show, huh?
you sound real like Jerry Jones.
There's
right
no on. Way to describe football players without sounding them like that. You know what I mean? The guy slams holes.
That's football.
Yeah, it's just football, dude.
That's football.
Big gaping hole.
Yeah, and he finds him.
Runs right through.
Then you got Jalen Reed, Teddy Buckman,
Buchanan.
Well, I mean, he picked 132. He's gonna have to deserve that.
Yeah, whatever name you want.
Listen, man, linebackers go late.
Buchanan,
Zah Fraser, Marcus Tate, Isaiah Bond, Ricky White, and Sean Shane Dolek.
I don't think that draft could have went better, man. We got Dolek and Buchanan, both guys.
I love how you're going Kentucky first two.
That is kind
of
crazy.
They fit, man. I think that the Bills will probably use one of these fourths or fifths to try and trade up and get either Tyreek Williams, Kenneth Grant, one of those other guys. But if we're staying where we're staying, then yeah, I mean, getting a guy like that in the second round. I think a lot of these defensive tackles that are falling into the second round, third round, are guys who would have went a full round earlier if it wasn't for the fact that there's four or five guys. It's just one of those that's how you a lot of like the Ravens do. They double up on deep positions in drafts because you're getting value. You're like these are guys that because the five teams that needed defensive tackles already took Nolan and Harmon and all these other guys. These guys that are talented enough to be second or third round picks fall to the fourth or fifth round. So. Oh, I mean, it's the same thing.
This is like fantasy football.
That's what it is. It's literally value like that. The Bills are great at this with linebackers. We do this all the time. Like Matt Milano, fifth round pick. Terrell Bernard, third round pick. Dorian Williams looked kind of good towards the end of last year. Third or fourth round pick. The Bills do this with linebackers. Dolak and Buchanan, both very similar sizes to Milano. Same like athletic profiles that we always go for. Defensive tackles, I would easily see them doubling up. A guy like Caldwell or CJ West that we didn't get. Same thing. This fucking thing, bro. same thing with safeties. Like, I think, like, Jalen Reed.
That was good.
All right, dude. I'm fucked, dude.
Hey, take it easy. You're not going to have that podcast anymore.
Almost broke this TV. But no, if that draft went out that way, I would be...
They're not going to be able to hear us again.
I'd be very happy. Isaiah Bond gets some speed in the fifth round. If he sucks the way people think he sucks, then who cares? He's a fifth round pick.
Fifth round.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was the Buffalo Bills. And speaking of the Buffalo Bills, we made it to the finals of the best NFL fan base bracket. Josh, have you been following any of this?
I've been voting on all of them, man.
Nice.
Okay.
Maybe not all of them, but the ones I saw.
Well, that's okay.
You voted for the Saints?
Who they go up against?
Here's the path for the Saints. First round, they had the Panthers.
Wait, if we had to say
they win that one,
Saints, what got to what round? What you think?
It depends on their path, man.
All right, if
you had to think,
third
top
round,
16, top four,
third
top
round
eight.
Would be 16, right? Yeah.
No, it goes 32, 16.
I'm a dumbass. Yeah.
Yeah. There's only 32.
I'm like thinking of March
five
Madness.
Rounds. The fifth round's the final.
I'm thinking of March Madness. No, I'd say the second round. 16.
Oh, so they beat the Panthers.
Easy.
Go you ever game. Heard of Hurricane Katrina?
That's what carries
shit up.
They beat the Bears in the second round.
Nah.
See, that's what I said. Nah. They were like, Hurricane Katrina.
So bad weather happened. That makes them good fans?
Yep. What I said. That's
right. The Bears are better fan base.
They beat the Lions.
That's insane.
See?
That's insane.
It's these motherfuckers.
They just came around.
Yeah, but the Lions have. It's like the Bills. They've been there forever.
Nah.
I mean, they're not as good as the Bills, but they've been sitting through the bullshit.
Were they there though?
Just because your team sucks doesn't make you a good fan.
And they got eliminated.
You know
by
what?
The
you
Bills.
Might be right. You might be. I don't fucking know. I don't really. All I know, like, the top five fan bases, and then the rest of that is just like, eh.
Who's your top five then?
So, no, Bills I'm for sure. Tonight. Packers, I would say, is two.
Well, guess I got news for you. They lost to the Lions in the second round.
That's ridiculous.
I agree.
See?
Their games are sold out for like 30 years.
Yeah, I voted Packers.
I mean, I guess it's easy to be a Packers fan for a while, but like still, I would say Packers, I'd say Eagles, three.
They've had like 43
years.
Okay,
you're in the ballpark with the Eagles. But here's the thing. The Eagles had to match up with the Bills two rounds ago.
Yeah, they would be.
The way to practice.
I think they beat anyone. I'm going to go Bills, Eagles, then I'm going to switch them. Packers, three. Who would be? Steelers, maybe four.
He's good. He's accurate.
Who Saints. Would I put as five? No, Saints are not top five.
Hey, the Niners?
Well, I mean, they made it
Niners,
to the...
I feel like Niners are up there. As
oh,
far as
Cowboys.
As far as... No, fuck that.
Oh, Chiefs?
No.
Patriots?
The Chiefs are actually pretty good. Pretty good fan base.
Ravens?
Colts?
About the Ravens?
Bills beat the Colts.
I feel like I did a Mount Rushmore. Fifth doesn't matter.
All right. That's fair.
I mean, yeah, all these guys are like good fan bases, but...
The final four was the Bills versus Saints. Sweep.
Yeah, I voted on that. Yeah, I voted on that.
Cowboys and Steelers. Sweep.
Yep.
Yeah, I just don't get why. Maybe like Cowboys are so delusional that maybe they get the fifth spot.
That's
how they made it so far.
I'll give Cowboys five.
I mean, they're still going
because Cowboys fans, at least Bills fans, we always support the team, but when they sucked, we would say they fucking suck. Cowboys fans are delusional as
every
fuck.
Every year.
They think Dak Prescott's a top three quarterback. They think like They're delusional. Like they
you can't
think,
even think of more.
They think like Micah Parsons is the perfect cowboy. He's like, oh, we're competing for Super Bowl this year. It's like, dude, you're gonna win six games. Yeah, well, Cowboys, I'll give five. Yeah.
But all right, ladies and gentlemen, you see it right here. Bop. We got the final. The 4 seed Bills taking on 2 seed of the
How
region.
How did the Bills
Pittsburgh
get the 4 seed?
I asked ChatGPT.
Yeah, that's Waymo.
Yeah, way more.
Nah, ChatGPT's bad.
What you mean?
It was great.
I tried to
make
like,
yourself into an action figure now.
I don't know anything I don't know anything about hockey, so I was like, show me some moves the Sabres could do. They were like, well, this is the current Sabres roster. It was like Mittelstadt was still on there, Cousins. They've been on the
well,
team for
Well, to
like
be honest with you, their database is still kind of maxed at 2021.
I shouldn't be talking like this. He's probably listening to me right now. 10 years from now, he's about to kill me.
To be fair, though,
yeah,
I don't think ChatGPT should be paying attention to the Sabres either. They're ass.
They're paying attention to everything.
Maybe they stopped paying attention
that's
to
an exception,
a couple
though.
Years ago.
The Sabres are ass.
But all right, the results are in. And bitch, you guessed it. The final for the best NFL fan base is... Can I get a drum roll or something? The Buffalo Bills, 100%, Steelers, 0.
Dang.
And we actually had an NFL player vote on the Bills.
Let's go. Yeah.
So,
and he don't play for them.
Just a real one.
Honestly, automatically, whoever he picked, it probably would have been it. No matter what the number
Yeah,
because
I mean,
said.
His opinion matters the most out of this.
Yeah.
I think well, it does. I mean, I don't know about that because he's a player. We fans. But I still
Right.
Respect
as a player, you got to know about the fans.
The reason, so every, obviously as a Bills fan, you're going to be like the Bills. And they're most, I feel like a majority of your guys' fan base is probably also Bills fans. So.
All right, let's not point out the obvious here.
You'd be surprised.
At least 50, I'd say. Is that.
Well, on YouTube, nobody watches from Buffalo.
That's, yeah. But actually, that's true. Local people are haters.
You're telling me.
Yeah, yeah, local people are haters. So maybe I'm completely off base there. But anyway, like all the players also say the Bills aren't. So even though I'm biased, I felt like maybe I'm just biased and I think the Bills fans are the best fan base. Everyone says that. Like away teams say that. Home team players say that when they leave.
No.
Like everyone says the Bills are the best
Congratulations,
fan base.
Buffalo. Bills Mafia.
Go Bills.
Should have been Lamar Jackson.
Excuse me?
Get the fuck out of here, Donnie. Let me take his spot, dude. Just kick him out of here.
Donnie just said this. Throwing the grenade.
Which, speaking of which, yo, Ja Morant is celebration.
Insane.
Yeah, that is.
Soul fire.
It's everywhere.
That thing is sick.
Everybody's doing it.
Best thing to happen.
Everybody in every sport is doing it. And Donnie, what'd he say? Because people saying that, oh, he's throwing a grenade. He's getting away from the gun celebration.
Everyone's
what,
talking about
what did Josh say?
Violence here and there. He said, bro, I'm just throwing my words out there, and I'm not listening to anything that anyone's saying back. That's all.
That's a good point. Because that's deep. Now that I think about it, he didn't do this. That's what you got to do with a grenade.
Gotta
take
his
pen out.
He didn't use his teeth, but he did use his other hand.
Oh, did he do that?
Yeah.
Ah.
But that's just his words.
Oh, you're right.
Think, come on.
Listen, he wrote them down and then grabbed them. You know what I'm saying?
And then threw them away, bombs away.
Josh, who's playing in the NBA playoffs? What do we need to know?
Knicks can't beat a playoff team, so even though they're a 3 seed, they're going to get knocked out of the fucking first round. I can't stand that team.
Sorry, who did they play?
The Pistons, who they just lost to.
Nice. Huh?
Yeah, and they lost to the Pistons, I think.
Detroit!
I'm pretty sure they're 1-3 against the Pistons.
Are they good?
Harry,
Detroit's good.
You.
What the fuck?
No, Detroit's good.
I thought they just fought everybody.
They did, because they're back. The bad boy Pistons are back.
Let's okay.
I love the Pistons because they're leaning into their entire existence. Like, the Knicks are known for being gritty, and now we got Karl Anthony Towns, and, like, Mikal Bridges don't play defense anymore. Now the Pistons are like, we fought people in the 90s, we fought people in the 80s, we fought people in the 2000s. Now we're fighting people in the 2020s.
Let's go.
Don't come to Detroit if you're not trying to fight. I love that shit.
Get active.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, don't act stupid. Bring some physicality back to basketball.
So what you're saying is Knicks are too soft.
The Knicks... their playoff record, I got to see what they specifically against the Pistons, but their playoff record, like their record against playoff teams is abysmal. They always lose.
They ass.
Knicks versus Pistons.
They just be beating the bad teams.
There's a lot of bad teams.
The beginning of the year, they were like beating some good teams, but they're 1-3 this year against the Pistons.
All right, so I'm learning something.
1-7?
Pistons are nice. What else we got?
The Pistons are the first team in NBA history to multiply their win total by 3. In 1 year. So they have 3 times as many wins this year as they did last year.
That's why I was so surprising.
Well, to be fair, they were talented. They weren't good, but 2 years ago they were like exciting. Last year, Cade got hurt. Someone else got hurt. Or Jaden Ivey got hurt like midway through the year. Jaden Ivey's actually hurt again this year.
Of course.
Or maybe I don't know. There was a couple people that were hurt. It wasn't just like the Pistons weren't as bad as they were last year. They just lost their best player and some other players. But yeah, they're good. I mean, they're a 6 seed, but they're
the hell?
Maybe now the playoffs are like playoffs. Jalen Brunson last year was a thing, so maybe that happens again. But the Knicks cannot beat a playoff team. They lose like every game to the Celtics, lost like every game to the Cavs, 1-3 against Detroit.
Dang.
Well, those two teams are way better than them. So
yeah, but you should be able if you're going to be a 3 seed, you should be able to beat them a couple times. I mean, like you should be able to compete. They I don't know what's going
Didn't
on.
Did they
this
beat
year.
The Cavs last year?
They beat him Spider? In the playoffs.
No Spider, though, right?
I don't remember.
I think
no, I don't think he was there.
Mitchell, yeah.
Either him or Garland was out. They beat them, and then they beat Philly. Or they beat Philly, and then they beat them.
Are the Lakers going to beat the Timberwolves?
I think the Lakers might make the finals. Let's go!
Come on. Luka! Luka! Luka!
Dude.
Luka!
The,
what the hell, LeBron James?
What the hell, LeBron Jr.?
I get the... I get
what the hell, Doncic? Oh, that sounds good.
The Thunder won 68 games, so like, they're definitely the favorites. But
what the hell, Austin Reeves?
I think
what the hell
it's going to be OKC and LA, I think, in the Western Conference Finals. OKC obviously could beat them, but I don't know, man. Luka, I mean,
OKC
how many
ain't
times,
beat nobody.
How many times have we seen, like, once or it's been twice now, Luka's been like a 4 seed or some shit and made a.
Just starts going crazy.
He didn't go to the finals, but he went to a Western Conference Finals and went to a one finals. Like,
last year he went crazy, yeah.
Yeah, so like.
What is
yeah, you give him LeBron and.
Some don't matter. Lakers in 5.
PGA. PGA. SGA. Lakers in 5.
Yep. Yeah. Now, I mean, the Thunder have to be the favorites because they won 68 games. Shai is insane. They are
MVP?
Deep. Yeah.
No.
He's going to get it because Joker already has 3 of them, but like Joker had this is arguably like the best season
double.
Ever. Joker's a top 3 player
for the
mind.
Season.
There's no one other than Jordan and LeBron I would take over Joker.
And the craziest part
is insane.
No,
part,
it's not. It doesn't matter who you give that man. Dude, he had there was a point in time in this season that he had when
just
he
put
was
the Joker over Kobe, bro.
When he was on the court, listen, when he was on the court, their team had the best offensive rating of all time. When he
of
was
time.
Off the court, they had the worst offensive rating of all time. He average a triple double, and not in the way like Russ did. Russ averaged a triple double like he was. They were rebound like farming. Okay. Like they were like trying to get him the average triple double. Joker does this shit with ease. The dude had a 61-point triple-double. He has a 4-seed. Jamal Murray's been hurt most of the year. Like, without Joker, that team would be... He is... I'm sorry, dude. Like, he is so fucking good.
He doesn't even like his job, Donnie.
That's the craziest part. He don't give a piss.
He don't give a piss, dude. Dude, he had a 30-20-20. He's like the first person to do it since Wilt Chamberlain. 61-point triple-double, dude.
Do we know that for sure?
Yeah, did he actually do it?
That game was televised.
Oh, okay.
Show me the footage. Then.
You can look it up. Get it on NBA TV.
Pull it up.
Games. I ain't never seen it.
He's done it 100.
You can't show it on the show though.
You can't get the 100-point game on TV. That's for sure. That's fake. But
okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think it's fake. But no, I mean Joker. I'm not gonna say but it's just like the players that you think about putting above Joker. It's like, how many of them got 3 MVPs in like 7 years and a championship without another? I mean, Jamal Murray's good. Don't get me wrong, but like. He's not Shaq. He's not D Wade. He's not fucking Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. He's not KD. Like you think about all these the titles that people won titles with. He's not Scottie Pippen.
Thank you.
Joker is the man. And maybe I'm just like a prisoner of the moment now.
I think that's what's going on.
I'm a huge Kobe fan, dude. But fuck.
Yeah, you know what street you on right now?
Joker is the man.
Huh?
I don't even know if Kobe Bryant would be. I think Kobe's probably 7th best, 6th best.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that. But you want to put Joker up there? It's crazy to me.
How many other players get drafted during a Taco Bell commercial?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the real question.
That is true.
Gordito Crunchwrap.
He said he never tried it because of that.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't try it because of other reasons.
If I was him, I would have ate that shit at my MVP award ceremony. I'd be sitting there eating. I'd be sitting there eating a Crunchwrap Supreme, dude.
That'd be funny, yeah.
With the Baja.
Yeah, Joker's the man. So I don't know. East, I'll say
Jamal Murray's nice.
Jamal Murray is absolutely nice. Like,
oh, I thought you were saying.
Yeah.
No, like, Jamal Murray is especially playoff Jamal Murray. Like we've seen him go crazy in some playoff games.
Put some respect on Toronto, man.
Can we round back to the 6 players better than Kobe?
LeBron, Jordan,
yep.
Kareem.
Sure.
We're gonna take Joker out of it. We'll take current players outside. I'm outside of like players who played forever, like KD. KD's not better, but like outside of those players, I won't even include him.
Okay.
So Jordan, LeBron, Kareem. I mean, that's where the conversation starts. It's like him, Magic, and Bird are like all in the same.
Kobe.
The same. You could put either one of them 4, 5, 6. I think out of those three.
Where are you putting Steph Curry?
10.
Nice.
He topped in.
Keep going. I guess we got 7, 8, 9.
No, I already named Kobe.
I
should
have one more.
Yeah.
Oh, so 7, 8. So even like Shaq could be above. Shaq didn't keep it going long enough, but the prime of Shaq might be the best prime of all time. Like it might be better than Jordan and LeBron. Like Shaq, that 3-year run of Shaq, no one has done that ever. 3-year, he's averaging like 30 and 15 in the final, like. Insane, like 4 blocks a game, 3 finals MVPs in a row.
Best prime I know is Coach.
So yeah, I'd say Jordan, LeBron, Kareem. Fuck man, I Kobe, Bird, Charles Magic, Barton. Hakeem, Shaq, and then
Hakeem or Shaq.
Yeah, okay. Hakeem used to cook Shaq. No, I'll put Shaq over Hakeem. But they're like also interchangeable.
Did he really cook them?
He cooked the fuck out of it. But it was early Shaq.
No. I guess we know Curry's 10. So
and Curry's 10.
Who's 9?
It wasn't
I counted.
Wasn't Shaq and Hakeem 8-9?
That was 7-8 for me.
You don't know how to count.
Oh, we'll do Duncan. Duncan Curry.
Duncan Curry.
Duncan and then Curry.
Oh, Duncan is forgot about him.
Duncan Curry.
Right, and the crazy thing of it is, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep you here. It's crazy because I do think KD is a better player than Curry, but Curry's like a greater player. That's not like the biggest paradox ever because like KD.
Yeah, what the fuck are you saying right now?
For years, KD was obviously the number 2 player in the league. Like he was MVP or second in MVP or third in MVP between. But he's just a fucking clown. He ruined it. He ruined his own. He should be 10th. But he's just a clown. He just changed mad teams. He his only titles are with Curry. But he was better than Curry when he was on a team with Curry. But because Curry has a better, like...
Everything else?
Not really, though. Like, who's the better scorer, KD? Who's the better rebounder, KD? I mean...
Yeah, Curry's point guard.
Yeah, but that's still a part of the game. Like, people don't give Jordan a pass for having less rebounds than LeBron because Jordan was a two-guard.
Oh, that's true.
KD's a better defender, but Curry just is better. It's weird. But anyway, yeah, that's my top 10.
That's what they're saying on Twitter, that when Curry wins, they say he's as good as Magic. But when he loses...
I don't think he's better than Magic. I don't think he's better than that. There's a lot of things that people look over with Curry. Curry's like game-winning shots. Even though he's the best shooter of all time, he's like 1-for-12 on his last and in the playoffs on game-winning shots.
Yeah.
He like I've seen him disappear in big games. Like the game where both LeBron and Curry disappeared for 5 fucking minutes, and then finally Kyrie hit the shot. Like he's just disappeared so many times. He's been not like he's been the least clutch player I've seen in so many occasions. People just gloss over that shit, and people just want to say he's way better than Magic are insane to me. But he's top 10. You just can't. Three MVPs, five
one unanimous for sure.
Four championships, five. Yeah. So yeah, and it's crazy. These players are better when they're older. Like Curry's better now than he was any year except for the two MVPs.
Yeah, keep playing.
He's like LeBron's fucking. It doesn't. It's insane how good these players
LeBron's
are. This old
crazy.
It's crazier for Curry though, because Curry's small, like a normal dude. LeBron's at least built like a fucking transformer.
But that's who you would expect to die off.
No, the you expect built, like, the young, the smaller
you would, think would start.
No, the smaller dudes fall off. Like Karl Malone played 20. Karl Malone's like before LeBron was the best 20-year player because he's built like a fucking tank.
Speaking of which,
I know a guy.
Tank about to crash out.
Right? All right, sorry.
Yeah, I am cooked. I am absolutely fried. Arizona took a couple years off my life. They took a lot of money from me, but it was all worth it.
What the hell, he tank?
What the hell he tank? What the hell he do? Usually you gotta go to the gym too. So.
What the hell he Burton?
What the hell he Donnie?
Because you guys, but I'm dedicated.
Too many wives.
Thank you. And hopefully you guys are dedicated enough to make it to the end here, because this was the Arizona show.
Yeah, go D-backs.
Yeah.
D-backs. Come on, you live there. D-backs. Can't do
it.
Eugenio Suarez. Let's go.
And Gino. All right, y'all. And to all the Brewers fans that were tuning in and came out to the game in Arizona City,
thanks for coming.
Thanks for watching. Follow us at Tank Talk_pod. Stay up to date with everything we got going on. A lot of draft content right around the corner. Crazy how fast this offseason is flying by, but you got to love it. You got to love it.
Shout out Luther Burden.
We got mad blogs coming out because I'm a little behind on everything. Luther Burden, yeah. Keep an eye out for that. We got a lot of blogs. I got a lot of blogs. Got a lot of blogs coming out. So make sure you're reading up on that. TankTalkPodcast.com.
Blogs on the internet.
Thanks for coming. Watch out. We'll see y'all next week. That's going to be my new thing. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.